had my guest play spontaneous songs downloaded from heaven, people are healed on earth. I call her the Stress Buster Psalmist. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. I call my guest, Julie True, a stress buster psalmist, because the presence of God is literally so tangible. But you know, Julie, that didn't happen overnight. And I told you this, I surprised you actually on the radio interview, someone told me that late at night, after the family's all put away, all your responsibility is over, you would slip out of your house to a cold barn in cold weather and worship God. Why? Why would you do that? It's cold out there.
Well, I was desperate to know God more. And I, you know, it's just a getaway in the midst of daily challenges. It's a time to go and be still and be with God. And that's how I learned to express my heart to God. And it started with sometimes old hymns and sometimes just singing scriptures. And sometimes it was just singing my heart to Him. But that's where I grew. It was a secret place for me.
And you told me before we did this TV show, you were alone in your hotel room. Tell me what happened this morning.
Oh, I had a wonderful time with God this morning. And I think it started from, I started writing in my journal, thanking God. I feel like thankfulness opens up the heavens. And it opens up things in the spirit. And I just feel like it's a principle, it has been for my life. And so I was thanking God for all that He's doing and all that He's showing me. And anyway, I just felt warm inside and felt like He was near in my room. And it was just wonderful.
You know what I feel? I feel that He's on this set. And I know that He's going to invade you wherever you are right now. When Julie, and she doesn't worship for people, she worships for God, and you can come along. When Julie does this, what are some of the things that are happening from people that hear your music?
Well, I've had marriages that have been healed, and even pets that have been affected by my music. And there's been Alzheimer patients, a suicide, a person who was getting ready to commit suicide, and God stopped him in his tracks. And lots of people with sleep disorders that write me and tell me that my music has helped. An autistic situation.
Tell me about Hope Seth and her baby.
Well, she said that she had tried a bunch of different music and she couldn't get anything that her baby could sleep to, and so she started using my music, and that was what helped her baby go to sleep.
And I asked Julie before this television show, what is your favorite song from your new CDs? And you know, and that's very difficult for someone to do, but she immediately said one that is so special to me. Tell me the story behind Breathe You In.
Well, my husband and I direct a healing room in Franklin, Tennessee, where we minister each week. We pray over people who need physical or emotional healing, and it's all built around a time of soaking worship and prayer. And so we had started the healing rooms that day, And I just was settling my own spirit. You know, a lot of times I do that, just speak to my own self to be still and put my hope in God. And so I started to sing, and I felt like the Lord just kept bringing up the scripture of, I abide in you and you abide in me. And it's as easy as just breathing. And so I began to sing, I breathe you in, we breathe you in, and I abide in you and you abide in me. And it just was a special moment for me. So I
Julie, I believe if you would sing this song to the Lord right now, and if you would breathe the Spirit of God in as Julie sings this song, because it's as easy as breathing the air. Just do this by faith, because there is such a presence of God in this studio. There's such a presence of God on this worship. Let's hear Julie Drew.
We breathe you in. We breathe you in. Holy Spirit. We breathe you in. We breathe you in to us.
Supernatural.
Julie True is known as a stress buster psalmist. Her worship music is used in soaking and healing rooms around the world. Licensed substance abuse counselors and mental health therapists are now using her music with their clients. Call now to get this one-of-a-kind soaking kit and discover the lost art of soaking in God's presence. It includes two of Julie's latest worship CDs, Sounds of Healing and Breathe You In, with 26 anointed songs that you will listen to over and over again. Plus, you will receive this audio CD teaching on the basics of soaking. Yours for a donation of $36. Ask for offer number 9085. Shipping and handling is included. Through this soaking kit, you will be immersed in God's glory and presence, hear God's voice more clearly, receive deliverance from anxiety and fear, be set free from depression, receive supernatural healing. This is Sid's favorite soaking music, and he soaks in it every day with supernatural results. And through this special audio CD teaching, The Basics of Soaking, Cindy Parton explains how you can set up your very own soaking room to experience God's glory in your your home or office. Don't miss out on getting this one-of-a-kind soaking kit, which includes two of Julie True's latest worship CDs, plus this audio CD teaching on the basics of soaking in God's presence. Yours for a donation of $36. Ask for offer number 9085. Shipping and handling is included. Call or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9085 or log on to SidRoth.org.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Julie True. I call her a stress-busting psalmist because stress can't raise its ugly head when the presence of God... Did you hear that breathe you in? Well, there is a lost art, I'll put it that way, of soaking in the presence of God, just as you breathe the Spirit of God into you, as Julie was singing about, when you are soaking with music like Julie's, you literally are taking the life of God inside of you. Julie, what is your understanding of soaking?
Well, for me, I think it's sort of like Samuel resting in the presence of God in the near the ark of the Lord, and it's a time to hear from God. It's a time to receive. For me, it always involves music, you know, I think of it that way, but it's a time to quiet your soul and open your spirit and be strengthened in your spirit. So it's not a time to speak or to, for me anyway, it's not a time to speak or anything like that. When I'm soaking, I'm just...
What is going on with you when you're soaking? What's happening to you?
When I'm actually singing and you know, doing the worship time, it's my time to express my worship to God and my prayers and my concerns and my revelations, and I'm just like having a conversation with Him, and it's just my interaction with Him. And so for me, it just creates an atmosphere for others to kind of come along with me on this little journey and interact with God as well.
Well, you know, Julie, I interviewed the woman that, as far as I'm concerned, has the best soaking room in the world. She's been doing it for 15 years, Cindy Parton. And people come from all over the world. And you know what she told me?
What?
She loves your music for soaking. Aww. She uses your music soaking. And I'd like you to see this clip of an interview with Cindy Parton that I did on It's Supernatural.
I've trained people that I want to go around the room while people are just in position, a comfortable position, whatever that is, whether you want to lie, sit, wherever you're comfortable at, and to let the Holy Spirit come. And I've trained people to come around the room and to touch them, to impart to them just a special blessing, the love of the Father. And as people feel that touch on them, then whether it's on their shoulder, their head, wherever, it just helps them to feel connected to the Father. And everyone shares that as that touch is administered to them, that it helps them to see their Father and to experience Him even deeper.
There is so much to this soaking. Julie, tell me about the song about Let Joy Rise Up.
Well, it was another day in the healing rooms, and we were, me and my prayer partners that were there that day, were feeling like we needed to invite the joy of the Lord to come in, because there was like a heaviness, and we were not at all feeling joyful. And so a lot of times I know there's power in your words, and so if I don't feel it, I just sing it. So
stop. That's wonderful. Did you hear that? If I don't feel it, I just sing it. I think that is just such a profound thing. And so you didn't feel joy. So no. What did you do?
So I began singing. And so you can tell, I mean, the song is really, it's not like a real up and happy moment. I just started singing it into being, let the joy rise.
I heard that happening as you,
yeah.
And you know, her singing is spontaneous. Julie, I want to hear this song right now. This singing is spontaneous. It's just as the Spirit of God bubbles up, but you can literally, when you hear the whole song, you can hear the progression of, if I don't feel it,
I sing it. And I read a book a long time ago. It was called If the Devil Can't Steal Your Joy, He Can't Steal Your Goods. Let's hear Julie True with Let the Joy Rise Up.
Let the joy rise up. Let the joy rise up. Let the joy rise up in me. Let the joy rise up. Let the joy rise up. Let the joy rise up. Gonna hold me down. Nothing's gonna steal my joy. Nothing's gonna sniff out the love of God in my heart. Let it rise up. Let the joy rise up. Let the joy rise up. Let the joy rise up in me. Yeah, let the joy rise up. Let the joy rise up. Let the joy rise up.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself.
To create in himself.
His purpose was to create one new man.
One new man.
One new man.
Один новый человек.
The Адам Хадаш Эхад.
One new man.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Julie True. Well, did the joy rise up? I have an idea that it did. Now, people take Julie's music, and while they're counseling people, literally, the presence of God comes in the room, and people are supernaturally healed in so many areas. Tell me about one counselor you know of that uses your music, and what happened.
Well, yes, a lady named Marie that works with anger management counseling and with substance abuse, and with prisoners that are coming out of prison into real life. And she had this one man one night that she said he was one angry dude, and he was really had been beaten severely as a child. And she put on the Breathe You In CD, and she said that she feels like it just helps create an atmosphere that enhances what she's doing, which is praying and counseling in her way. And so this man started weeping, and he forgave his father of this, and then started praying that Jesus would tell his father, who is deceased, that he has forgiven him. And he also had been addicted to pain meds for 20 years for an accident where his leg was almost severed 20 years ago. And he was completely delivered from all the symptoms of the pain medication and has no pain anymore. So he had this radical night of healing, and she's used it in several other ways.
Well, that's what's so amazing to me, is secular counselors take her music, and without even speaking about God or the Bible, the Spirit of God does the work in the midst of the counseling. Julie, out of curiosity, your music is spontaneous. It's not, you're not looking at sheet music or anything like that. Are you a little concerned that you, when you're doing it, you won't know what to say, you won't know what to play?
Yeah, it's kind of scary, but it's like you get used to it, and then it's really fun, and it's everything else feels stale in comparison. Like, it's hard for me to come here and sing the songs that were created in a moment, you know, because they just come out like that.
I understand. I would like you to do something you did the last show. I want you to sing prophetically over me. Would you do that?
Okay. Yes, I was just praying about who you are in the Spirit. And so, I hear you singing a song over all the earth. I see you holding a banner of love, saying, come, know my God. Come and see that the Lord is good. Come and know the love of the Father. Come and encounter the heavenly wonders of the one true God. All things are possible with God. That's what you're telling people. All things are possible with God. Nothing is impossible with God.
I love that. And I also love your song, Worship You. This is a song. In fact, if you would go play it now, when Julie worships God, she doesn't sing about him. She sings to him. Let's hear Worship You.
I worship. Thank you.
Known as a stress buster psalmist, her worship music is used in soaking and healing rooms around the world. Licensed substance abuse counselors and mental health therapists are now using her music with their clients. Call now to get this one-of-a-kind soaking kit and discover the lost art of soaking in God's presence. It includes two of Julie's latest worship CDs, Sounds of Healing and Breathe You In, with 26 anointed songs that you will listen to over and over again. Plus, you will receive this audio CD teaching on the basics of soaking. Yours for a donation of $36. Ask for offer number 9085. Shipping and handling is included. Through this soaking kit, you will be immersed in God's glory and presence, hear God's voice more clearly, receive deliverance from anxiety and fear, be set free from depression, receive supernatural healing. This is Sid's favorite soaking music, and he soaks in it every day with supernatural results. And through this special audio CD teaching, The Basics of Soaking, Cindy Parton explains how you can set up your very own soaking room to experience God's glory in your home or office. Don't miss out on getting this one-of-a-kind soaking kit, which includes two of Julie True's latest worship CDs, plus this audio CD teaching on the basics of soaking in God's presence. Yours for a donation of $36. Ask for offer number 9085. Shipping and handling is included. Call or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9085 or log on to SidRoth.org.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Lightning has struck twice in the life of the pastor of the Brownsville Revival in Pensacola, Florida, where over 4 million people came from all over the world. Now he's hosting a new revival in Mobile, Alabama, where healing, deliverance, and salvation is commonplace.